Today is Thursday, November 30th, 2017. I'm Mike Nace, Executive Editor of SMA News Today. The majority of people that completed a UK survey support the idea of newborn screening for spinal muscular atrophy, according to a report published in the journal Molecular Genetics and Genomic Medicine. With Spinraza now available as an SMA treatment option, people in favor of screening believe that a diagnosis at birth may now offer better healthcare choices and improve life expectancy for those affected. The study is an important contribution to the debate of potential implementation of SMA screening, as public support is key to its evaluation, said researchers at Warwick Medical School and the University of Warwick in the UK. A number of reasons have prevented newborn SMA screening from being introduced in the UK, researchers said. For instance, it is difficult to anticipate whether the disease course will be mild or severe, based only on screening results. Before Spinraza's approval, in 2016 in the US and 2017 in Europe, there was also no treatment for the disease. But now there is, and research in the past year has demonstrated that Spinraza is most effective when given before infants start showing symptoms. This has renewed debate of the feasibility of newborn screening, both in Europe and in the US. 84% of the study participants favored newborn screening, a number significantly higher than the 70% reported among SMA-affected families. Those who favored screening stated better health care and support as key reasons, but also mentioned the potential to advance SMA research and ease enrollment into clinical trials. A diagnosis at birth would also make it easier for parents to make informed decisions about future pregnancies, people argued. The majority, or 82%, found that a diagnosis at birth was important even with the current inability to predict disease type and severity. People who were against screening stated that a diagnosis at birth may interfere with the bonding process and cause unnecessary stress. Researchers, however, noted that families with SMA-affected children did not agree with the idea that a diagnosis would affect bonding. Researchers also noted that the support for newborn screening was similar to that of other screening methods, including preconception and prenatal screening. The study demonstrates that a large part of the general population favors the introduction of newborn screening for SMA. Up next, SMA perspectives from Kevin Schaefer, community editor.
The winter can be a challenging time of the year for SMA individuals. Not only do cooler temperatures make it difficult for any wheelchair user to move their hands and drive, but it's also important to take extra measures to prevent colds. To help make this season more manageable, here are four tools that can help people with SMA stay active and healthy during the winter season. Wheelchair ponchos. There are several types of specialized ponchos on the market which are specifically designed for wheelchair users, both men and women. One model from the company Silverts provides both flexibility and comfort, and is great for staying warm during the winter. A wheelchair poncho is like a Snuggie in that it covers the whole body, but it's also designed so that it weighs little and puts minimal pressure on the user. Especially for SMA individuals who have trouble wearing coats and gloves because they limit their mobility, wheelchair ponchos are a great alternative. The Vest Airway Clearance System. The Vest Airway Clearance System is a great resource for combating respiratory issues, and it's especially useful during cold and flu season. The vest part of this device is wrapped around the user's chest and connected via an extension tube to a box-like machine. Once the machine is turned on, air is pumped through the tubes automatically. This causes the vest to vibrate and helps move retained secretions in the user's body, making it much easier for them to cough up excess phlegm. It's generally recommended that SMA individuals use the vest at least once a day, but it's best to talk with a pulmonologist to determine the best chest PT options for you or your child. The Cough Assist. The Cough Assist is a direct companion to the vest. Whereas the vest is designed to move secretions in the body, the Cough Assist helps a person cough up more effectively. The user wears a face mask, which is like the vest, is attached to a machine via a specialized tube. Once the machine is turned on, it gradually applies positive air pressure to the airway and then rapidly shifts to negative air pressure. This kind of expiratory flow produces deep, natural coughs, which make it much easier for an SMA individual to clear their system. While it's a great tool to use year-round, it's most useful during the winter when SMA individuals are more susceptible to catch colds and other contagious illnesses. External catheters. Going to the bathroom during the winter time can be difficult for people with SMA. When shorts aren't an option and you have to wear either khakis or sweatpants, consider wearing an external catheter so that you don't have to transfer out of your chair and undress every time you need to go. These can be ordered online and can be put on by either a parent or caregiver. Catheters make it easier for SMA individuals to stay active during the day without having to constantly worry about bathroom accessibility. These are just a few tools to help SMA individuals get through the wintertime. Be sure to follow SMA News Today for our daily digital coverage of spinal muscular atrophy. I'm Kevin Schaefer, community editor for SMA News Today.